tinnitus is actually a common disorder that affects over an estimated 50 million adults in the United States, and about 12 million of those people actually have to seek medical help for severe tinnitus every year. And the reason for that is that in that severe case, then it can be a precursor to hearing loss. But one of the things to really be important for me to share is that just because someone has tinnitus doesn't mean that they're going to have a hearing loss, nor does having a hearing loss mean that they're going to have tinnitus. But in those severe cases, what occurs is that maybe an indicator that there is a hearing loss that's occurring. And then in severe cases, the sounds can be so loud that they can make it difficult for people to be able to sleep or to concentrate. And then it can also impact their ability to work and then also their relationships. Now, tinnitus generally is just more of an annoyance and a distraction. It's just that buzzing, chirping sound that we hear in the ears itself. It sounds like it's a static of some sort that we're actually hearing that's interfering with the ear's ability to be able to hear the external noises and then to be able to differentiate the different sounds associated with that. The sounds of tinnitus can be produced in an intermittent fashion, and then they also can be continuous, even though a person may not be consciously aware that the sounds are there. The sounds can change in nature, and they can also change in intensity, meaning that they can change from that buzzing, hissing, chirping, whistling sound, and I'll share some other sounds associated with it, and it can actually change from one sound to the other, and once it does change, it can change back, or it can add on a different sound or change to a different sound. So it's constantly, in many people, it can constantly be in a state of flux with it. It can also change in the intensity, meaning that it can be very loud, drowning out the external noises, and then it can also...